Here's a thought, but before I get to the here's a thought, can I take just a moment to celebrate here's a thought number 1300. I've now been posting these short here's a thought comments for over 3.5 years, and in that time, I'm delighted to say I haven't missed a single day. I try in each episode to offer something of value to your creative life. But you have no idea how valuable and uplifting your comments and feedback have been to my creative life. We've gotten together every day for 1,300 days in a row. And for those of you who have been with me for the entire trip, thanks. For those of you who are brand new and just discovering Here's a Thought, thanks. Now on to the next 1,300, and I'll begin with a thought I'll title, Existing in the Background. When we listen to music, we can do so with attention and our full consciousness, or it can play in the background as a filler. And those two experiences, don't you agree, are completely different ways of listening to music. Sometimes I'll find myself listening to a piece of music intently, and then all of a sudden my mind will drift and I'll wander off and realize that the music is just continuing in the background and I'm not really hearing it. Sometimes the music is just playing in the background and all of a sudden there'll be a passage that catches my attention and I'll look at it more intently. The same thing happens with photographs that are on the wall in particular. They can just exist in the background. Sometimes they'll catch our eye and we'll look at them intently, but a lot of times they're just part of the decor. And I think this is one of the reasons why I really prefer photography in books, in PDFs, in handmade artist books, in folios, in something that we consume not casually, not in the background, not as a part of the environment, but because it commands our entire attention. This is one of the reasons I love the handheld experience of viewing photographs, which of course happens when you're looking at a book or a PDF on your iPad or a folio or a chapbook or whatever. It's intimate. It's handheld. It commands your attention. And philosophically, I guess, I would much rather engage people with my photography that way than to have it blend into the background and just be part of the ignored decor that at best makes a subconscious impression and at worst makes no impression whatsoever.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.